here's a story from The World.
This week marks a major shift in the U.S. pandemic response globally. Tomorrow, Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, will give remarks as head of the U.S. delegation to the WHO, the World Health Organization. On our show earlier this month, Dr. Fauci spoke of the need for global solidarity.
You have to have interconnectedness with regard to cooperation, collaboration, and solidarity, because viruses, particularly viruses like SARS-CoV-2, that are spectacularly efficient in their ability to transmit, they don't know borders.
This change in tone starkly contrasts with the approach taken by President Trump. He pulled out of the WHO and has been extremely critical of the organization's soft response to China. This change is not lost on Ilona Kickbush, founding director of the Global Health Center at the Graduate Institute in Geneva. She's a consultant to the WHO and has been active in the organization for years. Ilona, as you observe these developments from Geneva, as the Biden-Harris administration indicates it intends to work directly with the WHO and support this humanitarian response to the pandemic, what does that mean for the WHO and the global effort to respond to the pandemic?
Well, Marco, it's incredibly good news, and it's, of course, the news that everyone has been waiting for. And when we heard that Dr. Fauci would actually head the delegation at the executive board, I think many people were even more relieved. There are some really, really urgent things where the World Health Organization, and that means the countries, need the United States. And then, of course, there's a number of longer-term projects in relation to pandemic preparedness and response where one needs the United States on board.
Well, it's interesting. Earlier this week, the WHO director issued a stark call for help from the global community to support COVAX, which is this initiative to ensure equitable access of COVID-19 vaccines. The U.S. has been notably absent in COVAX, but many countries' wealthier ones have raced to the front of the line in getting vaccines. Biden's team has indicated the U.S. plans to join COVAX. What does it mean to have the U.S. reengage in that effort?
It's an enormously important signal, first of all. Second, of course, it really is a great help to COVAX, because we understand that $4 billion US dollars are being made available. And it will be a motivator also for many of the other richer countries to support COVAX and to support it in a variety of ways. Of course, there's the hard cash. But then, you know, there is logistics, there is political support, there are so many things that need to be done. So this could really, you know, in the literal sense of vaccines, be a shot in the arm for COVAX and bring many more on board.
Ilona, given Trump's attitude toward the WHO, will the U.S. under Biden be in a position to critique the WHO on real internal problems at the organization? For example, an honest questioning of the relationship with China when it comes to pandemics?
Well, of course. I mean, that's how health diplomacy works. But there are two sides to this. The one side is, you know, what you do over Twitter and what you do in negotiations. And the other is that in the past, of course, no matter what the differences of countries have been in terms of geopolitics or ideologies, they have in most cases managed to work together on health so that the whole world is protected. We must move away from a blame game, otherwise the whole world really gets the problems and is sicker and unsafer.
Ilona Kickbush, founding director of the Global Health Center at the Graduate Institute in Geneva, also a consultant to the WHO. Really good to have you with us today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marco.